I'm in DFW. I've got about 70 million multifamily self-storage under management. What's worked for me the last year are assumable loans. If you can get a loan from the seller from 2020, it's still got IO left, you know, 3% fixed. They don't always work, but have you seen those opportunities? And what is looking good for you right now?
Yeah, I mean, assumable loans are thumbs up. That's one step that we don't have to do. Assumable loans obviously are great if they're at the right rate. Obviously, term, that depends. I mean, we're seeing, like everyone else is seeing, the values of multifamily come down, and there's going to have to be a refi, and it might be maybe current sellers out of the money. We can either come in and help or put a little cash in, maybe save them from their personal guarantee, maybe help with property management. But yes, anything that we can get that's in place. I mean, everything has been 10 times as hard the past 18 months, obviously everyone knows. And if there's an assumable loan in place with the right terms, that's... it's a great first step.
These are hard times. You need teamwork more than ever.
This is where the real money's made. This is where people make a ton of money. And all the deals that we've been seeing are truly off market. It's from people saying to people that they know, who do you know? It's not getting to brokers, anything like that. But we're going to see there's $500 million on the watch list. There's another $2 trillion behind that. We're going to find out who really is good at multifamily investing, and there's going to be a ton of opportunity, which is great because there's still a huge demand to that. And I'll say it here, I've been saying it for years, we were not going to see a recession until about 28, 29. So we'll come out of this, but this is when the money's made.
Yeah, ironically, like the founder of Oak Tree Capital says that when other people think it'd be dumb to invest in something, said, oh, that's such a bad area, it's doing so bad recently. That's when you get a 20% discount. That's when it's the smartest time to invest in it. Like Bitcoin, when we had the super summit last year and it came up on a discussion panel, and we said, well, the halving's coming up. ETFs may get approved, whether they do or not. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to think that maybe things could go well. Could also go to zero, who knows? But risky asset class. But going against what the herd is trending towards is how you make a lot of money. It's by being ready to move when others can't, right?
Yeah, I think the interesting thing, and I think Joe brought this up before, Joe Williams, is the office sector, because there's obviously an opportunity and people will be coming back to the office a couple of days a week. But a friend of mine in San Francisco, there's a building 2-3 years ago worth $350 million. He picked it up for $65 million. I mean, it's crazy. But yeah, that's it. That's the exact one. So you've got to be able to stomach if you really want to take advantage of it. But if you focus on the fundamentals, you should be okay.